Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. What would you do if you had spent years building a loyal audience on social media and you woke up one morning to find it was gone? What would you do? Would it impact your business? In this episode, we'll explore why building your audience on social media alone is a dangerous game. I'll share with you a story about a company with 365,000 active loyal Facebook followers, had its page randomly deleted, but what kept their digital marketing engine running until their page came back online. Listen in for actionable tips and strategies to take your digital marketing from good to outstanding. This episode is brought to you by Steps, advanced real estate websites and digital marketing solutions. Find out more at steps.com.au. According to the Public Relations Institute of Australia, there are over 14 million monthly active Facebook users here in this country. And for a myriad of reasons, the average user spends 1 in every 5 minutes per day on social media. 1 in every 5 minutes. That's 4.8 hours every day, 1,752 hours per year, and the equivalent of 73 days over a 12-month period. Pretty mind-blowing, isn't it? Now, with so many people spending that much time on social media, a lot of real estate businesses or individual agents believe they simply need to be there if they want to be seen. The so-called social media gurus in real estate will have you believe that it's all about engagement. If you want to build a loyal following on social media, you need to engage, engage, engage. Now, while that seems like a reasonable objective, and in most cases it is, what would you do if Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, or any other social media platform were to drop off the face of the earth tomorrow? What would happen to your business? Would you be upset that you can no longer market your business to the massive audience that you spent years building on those platforms? How can a social media platform just delete our page? That's our audience, right? Unfortunately, it's not. Companies like Facebook or LinkedIn are a business just like yours, and in their case, your company is their product. You do not own your social media audience. You're simply renting access to it. And at the blink of an eye, those platforms can limit your access to that audience, or worse, take it away from you altogether. That's exactly what happened to Social Media Examiner recently. Arguably the leading authority on social media anywhere in the world, Social Media Examiner has over 386,000 Facebook followers, which they've grown without paying a cent to Facebook. So you can imagine how they felt when Facebook decided to randomly delete their page from existence, not once, but twice. Imagine if you had an audience of 386,000 people on Facebook and you woke up one morning and the page was completely gone. Pretty scary, right? Well, in Social Media Examiner's case, while it put a dent in their usual high level of website traffic from Facebook for the period of time that their page was down, there was one thing that kept their digital marketing engine running. Can you guess what it is? Their email list. While you might think email is old-fashioned compared to social media, an email list is the lifeblood of digital marketing in business today. Not only is it an audience that you own, you can decide how, when, and what you communicate with that audience. And the best part is, you can be assured that when you send someone an email, they're going to get it. Unlike social media, where these days you can spend a small fortune boosting posts just to be sure that more people are seeing your content. Now, building your business foundation on digital and social networks that you don't own puts your business at risk. You have no control over what those social networks do, what happens with their products, or how your audience and ideal customer react to their upcoming changes in future. Social media should be igniting your business and helping you achieve your goals, not be your only oxygen for survival when it comes to the internet. I often get asked the question whether a website in real estate is even necessary these days. My answer? Absolutely. Your website is the single most important digital platform to your business. Why? Because it's the only one that you own and can control. There's a popular saying in social media, don't build your house on rented land. Your house is the audience, The social media platform is the rented land. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, they're all businesses just like yours, and they can decide what they do with their land whenever they feel like it. I've seen too many real estate agents and agencies attempt to build a massive social media following with very little or no consideration for their website or how social media is helping them build their email list. Unfortunately, the majority of real estate businesses, and yours is probably no different, a content-rich website and email database are very low on the priority list. This is really dangerous, and people who run their businesses this way are those who are bound to be most upset if platforms like Facebook decide to charge more to reach your audience, or worse, if they randomly delete a page, like what happened to Social Media Examiner. Instead, use social media to drive people back to your own website with amazing content that they'll want to subscribe to, turning your rented social media audience into an audience that you can communicate with whenever you like. If you're already writing blog posts or helpful videos and sharing them on social media, but no one is clicking through to your website, or if those very few people who are visiting your website aren't subscribing, your content simply isn't good enough. There's a great saying by my good friend Jay Bayer, who said, "Content is fire and social media is fuel." That one blog post that you created last week, is it really that valuable? What about that Facebook post about the award that you just won? That video you just posted about an amazing new listing you wanted to go viral? Nope, not really that valuable. The content you create must be truly and inherently helpful, educational, enlightening, and entertaining. It is then, and only then, that social media becomes a remarkable tool for building an email list and growing your business. In episode 48 of the podcast, I shared one simple strategy to help you get started with creating great content. I encourage you to jump onto our website, read the show notes, or listen to that episode if you're wondering how to create amazing content that your audience will love and gladly hand over their email address for. The years you've neglected building an email list are now over. Are you going to take back control of your audience on a platform that you can control? Are you going to give a little bit more love to your website moving forward? I certainly hope that you are, or that you will. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.